It's the Not Now Podcast, Not Now Podcast. It's the nitty, not nitty doo dot do do dow pod. It's not now, now is then, but never then. You never know when. Don't be a hen, don't cluck cluck buck. It's the Not Now Podcast. Podcast. Welcome in to the Not Now Podcast. It's the podcast that you love to listen to.
I'm your host, Kyle.
And I'm your co-host, Bran.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we're both co-hosts.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, nope. Don't You're ruining the song.
Oh, no, I'm really a co-host to Kyle.
But he's really the main host because I'm the co-host, Bran.
Brand. And I know you like to think your cow don't stink. But I really do, because I'm just a co-host too.
But the coin in my pocket just hasn't flipped enough. And I'm like, that's heads or is that tails?
Well, if I were doing an episode about parent-teacher conferences
or reporters,
I like to flip you. So let's flip it.
No, not yet.
Oh, yeah. All right. So today's episode
is
between
two
topics.
And
one
is
parent-teacher confy.
The
illustrious
author.
Oh. Art.
What?
The illustrious art.
The other.
Okay.
The other. I said other.
Yeah, I don't care about what you said. I'm the host, damn it.
the second topic.
The second topic is
reporter.
Yeah.
I am the host, damn it. You accepted that role really quickly. No, no. I'm a co-host. I'm the host.
Yeah. I'm the host that boasts the most roast.
Don't ask the hostess about the cake.
Yeah, she doesn't know. Ask Lil Debbie. But yeah, so today we are doing either parent-teacher conferences or being reporters.
And the most interesting fact about today's episode is that you have no idea which one we'll get.
Yeah.
And because we're going to title this episode Domino.
Are we?
I don't know. Something could, unrelated.
you won't know because we don't know. This is improv. Yep. We're doing all of this in the spot. And to ensure that it is mostly improv as possible, we flip a coin.
Yeah. And we also don't practice this at all at any point in time.
And
even in the future when we have known what we're doing. And we do have a small time machine, but we only use it for good. A
small time machine fits about one cat.
send the cat to the future. We bring it back. We ask it what happened. It meows and looks for cat. But we can surmise from that scenario that there is an abundance of catnip in the future.
If it looks for catnip and finds it, then we will be funny within 8 weeks.
One time we put an egg in there, and it came back as a 100-year-old egg, and it was great.
We don't know how it happened in the future, but we sent it pretty far.
So, I would say that...
Oh, God. What coin did you choose?
It's a difficult one.
Okay.
So anyways, this is oh my god, I can't read the wording on this, sorry.
Hand it here, I'll read it today.
It says liberal it's French, it's a franc. It's five francs. Okay.
five francs.
And it has a bunch of what appears to be like,
how much is a franc?
We've
had a coin that's half a franc.
Now we have 5 francs.
Yeah.
Frankenstein.
How much is a franc?
I don't know.
I get for a franc?
But it looks like it's a bunch of leaves with fruit on it. Maybe they're olives. Maybe they're berries.
Cranberries.
Oh, could be cranberries. So that's what that side is. And I would like to venture to guess and think that it is a report of the number of berries that are available to you at any given time.
Yeah, as a parent.
So
every parent teacher
has
a reef.
No, it's a report. Like, okay. A reporter. Like, these are the fresh
berries. Oh, so that's the report. Okay, yeah, I'm reporter. Sorry.
So, if we look on the other side, it says...
Very stern for a co-host.
Sorry. Republic...
How could you be...
Francis. So, France. The Republic of France. And there is a woman in a gown who is casting, it looks like, seeds into the earth.
Oh.
So, that would be... The parent-teacher conference because she's planting the seed of knowledge
into your younglings.
She's growing it. It doesn't have to be a she. It could be a guy. I don't know, with long hair. It's a person. A person is throwing seeds. Are they in a
toga? I feel like they're in a toga.
They are in a toga.
Oh, yes. I knew it.
It's Jack Black in a toga.
Yeah. And he is planting. I can't fucking remember what I wanted to ask.
It was something about the subjects.
No, I think it was something about the coin.
No, maybe olives, maybe grapes.
It wasn't quite that.
Oh.
I'll figure it out later.
Okay, so what we're going to do now for you first-time listeners is we are going to indulge of a little bit of...
Oh. Sorry.
You remembered it.
Yeah, I did. Do you want me to go now? Yeah, okay. Yeah, go. All right. I was going to say.
Let's wait until after we flip the
coin. How is it possible to have a co-host and a main host? You can't. You both have to be co-hosts.
Well, you have a CEO and a co-CEO.
No, it doesn't work like that. It's a partnership, a joint partnership of podcasting.
Listen, I'm not into that dope smoking, you're talking about, joint. I don't want to hear it.
I do not want the full responsibilities of a host. In fact, if you
look, I have more to lose. Just saying.
Fine. I shall accept the negatives if that's what it comes to. But you do equally, if not more, hosting than I do. And that is fair enough to say because I hit the start button on recording and you always introduce us.
You also post the episodes, which I do not.
Yeah, I do have kind of a final say in that, but I rarely exercise it.
But you have also...
Never mind, nothing.
I'm not going to it. So, we have a coin, and what we're going to do for you all now is we're going to flip this coin. This coin has two sides. Mm-hmm. One side is obviously reporters.
Yeah, and if you don't agree with that, you can turn this off now.
The other side...
Oh, Jesus. Okay, a retrieval...
No, the other side is a parent-teacher conference.
Which
is the lady in the gown. So.
Jack Black in a gown. Damn it. This is why.
I did it like 15 times before this.
I know. There. You were like.
I just got to stick with the right hand. I do this for show. I got
to
stop.
Who are you showing off to? It's myself. An audio podcast.
Myself. Myself. I see myself in the window and I'm like, look at me.
You have okay. For those of you listening to this, Bran has a paper towel tucked in his like a neck.
Don't tell them that.
It's so hard to take you seriously.
I'm very
as
serious.
You stroke it.
This is my necktie, sir.
Fair enough. All right, what do we get?
We got parent teacher conference.
Are you going to do a 2 out of 3 flipperino?
Oh, I should.
Yeah, just to see if it stays consistent.
Oh my God, we got the other one.
And now it should be parent teacher conference if...
It is. I can't beat the coin.
That is super interesting.
Very interesting.
Because it's been like 4 or 5 times that's happened.
This just goes to show that Not Now Podcast is based on fate.
Yeah, and also the rant. You know, when you think about it, too, it's like neither...
You just totally bailed on that sentence.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, I bailed on that because I had a more interesting thought. So when you think about it... Oh, God, you can't do that. When you think about it, most of our episodes, even if you consider them heads or tails, they're randomly assigned based on the coin that is received.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So it's not like one is consistently heads and wins. Or one is consistently tails and wins. And how do you even decide heads and tails between a lady throwing seeds and 5 franc?
Well, first you put a kerchief in your neck.
It's not on your neck anymore.
Yeah, true. Now it's a bow. Right.
Speaking of which, how's my son Bo doing in school?
To be honest with you, Mr. Kuznicki.
Kuznicki.
Yes, that's your name. I thought. Did I get it wrong? I'm sorry.
It's Kosnicki.
Mr. Kosnicki.
Yes.
Bo is... How should I say this? Difficult.
That's my boy.
Yes. He is very difficult in the classroom. Anytime we're trying to get the classroom to pay attention, you know, really listen and grab the fruit of the knowledge that we are trying to provide them, mm-hmm. he macerates it.
Yes. He is a great chewer.
Yes. So,
mushing it up.
For example, last week we were having a friendly discussion.
A friendly discussion.
Yes.
You say friendly, but Bo, he gets into it. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got into it.
He got way too into it.
That's my boy.
We were talking about...
Showing off like a proud papa.
We were talking about what the meaning of a black sheep was.
Uh-huh.
To try and, you know, educate the kids on community.
What did Bo say?
Bo suggested that instead of, you know, having a black sheep and you know, just having a black sheep, which is what the whole discussion basically was about, not a hard idea to grasp, he suggested that we shear the sheep and then butcher it.
Yeah.
And sell it at a higher price.
Uh-huh.
Because it was a black sheep.
Yeah.
And he said basically we should do away with the entire sheep farm and butcher it and sell the meat. Trade it for a more sustainable good. Like,
oh yeah,
fruits or vegetables that could be
what?
Several harvest seasons. What? He's a real economist, but I get a little bit worried.
That's not what I won.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You should butcher them all.
All of them. All the
sell
land.
Sell them off.
All at once.
Yeah, get the hell out of the farming industry. Everybody knows that's not a great industry to have. I mean, sure, it's subsidized and you have somewhat of a stable income, but most of the time it's going downhill because, you know, you're caught in that loophole of providing a lower income thing because, you know, people want to pay rock bottom prices. Expensive.
Well, have you not experienced, like, going to a grocery store?
Yeah.
Lamb is more expensive than beef. Are you aware of this?
Yes, and that's why you get the fuck out of the farming industry.
Okay, aside from the farming industry, the whole point was that we are accepting as a community. And the first thought that came to his head was economics. And I just can't have that in my classroom.
You're right. You should move him up.
I don't think he's ready to move up.
He should skip a couple grades, if anything. You're giving him this nancy-pansy, oh, we should accept the black sheep, and he's thinking about the economy. You're talking about, oh, maybe these toothpicks should be the same length as these other toothpicks.
The depth of detail that he described butchering the sheep,
yes,
leads me to believe that he has psychopathic tendencies.
It leads me to believe that I have trained him properly as a butcher.
Have you trained him as a butcher?
No, but that's inspiring, isn't it?
No, it's terrifying, to be honest.
What are you talking about? Ligaments? Tendons? I mention those frequently. Somewhat. Never.
What do you do for a living, Mr.?
For a living, Mr.?
I can't remember your life.
That's okay. Nobody does.
So, don't worry about it.
just call me Joe.
Joe.
And Bo is doing quite well, from my understanding, because
you should understand that he's not doing well. I'm sorry to cut you off, but
perception. See, the problem is...
Your perception.
Yes, exactly. You got it. You know what? Your perception is keen on some areas, but needs improvement on others. If I were giving you a report card at the moment, I would say questionable. So let's go ahead and say that Bo is a 5-star butcher, and he is the greatest that there's ever been. And he is going to butcher a whole bunch of things someday. And
people.
No, well, maybe, but, you know, it depends how the
future... You're willing to run that risk.
Well, it depends where the future takes us. Maybe it'll be a good viability.
What I'm recommending that the future takes you is into a specialized program where we can have a lot of attention on
and
Bo.
And sheep and loneliness.
No, we'll do away with
you
the
want
sheep.
A lot of
it'll
acceptance.
It'll be more about division of tofu.
Let me get this straight. You want to give everybody a trophy?
No.
No, you want to tell them all that they're
sheep.
We want
to give Bo a trophy.
You want to give Bo a trophy?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm on board with that.
Okay. He's going to get a trophy for being a special achiever.
All right. I'm great with that.
And we're going to enroll him on a one-on-one lesson program.
That's fantastic. So he's going to excel even further.
Exactly. He is going to be having the experience every day of spending 5 hours.
Okay.
With a trained psychologist.
No.
You.
I don't want a shrinker.
He's not.
He's going to shrink his mind.
He's not a shrink. He's
gonna
a psychologist.
Put him. Is that offensive?
He has a PhD. That's more than Mister. Mister's two letters.
Yeah, PhD and you know what the PH stands for is acidity. it's balance.
Phosphorus.
Within the pH scale.
Oh.
Yeah, and D stands for flunk. So he's not a flunker, and he is not acidic. So I demand that you raise him to the next grade since you're giving him your namby-pamby feet sheep.
We'll just leave him in the grade. That's fine. Feet. You can go on. I have another appointment.
Okay.
Man, maybe that kid is an expert butcher. Maybe he's a psychopath. You decide.
Maybe he's thinking about economic principles.
Economic.
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 Epinomic.
Epicnomics.
Epicnomics. I'm hooked on nomics. Okay, yeah. I mean, Bo is somewhat promising. You got to imagine.
I mean, yeah, on a scale of psychopath. This is a trained child care provider.
If I had just changed my answer to yes, I gave him butcher lessons, and
then
I am
it would
a butcher,
all be different. Yeah. But you made a decision. Now you have to live with it, Bo's dad.
What the hell was my name?
Bo's dad. I don't know.
Something like that.
Bobby.
Bobby Fett.
Bobby Fett.
Oh, man. So... Are we still doing
Yeah. I gotta do one. Make it even. So you're the teacher. Do you want me to start out?
No. So here we have art paintings.
Mm.
Not
just regular paintings, art paintings.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, not
what other kind of paintings are there?
Well, there are hand paintings. This one looks like
a
turkey.
But they're not art?
No, these are the first graders.
Oh.
So these, there's different levels
but it's
of
not
art, as I'm sure you can understand.
Yeah, so, I know all kinds of art.
So here is a paper airplane.
Mm.
Here is a hand turkey.
Oh.
As you can see, the hand turkey is more artistic than the paper airplane.
Hmm.
That moves up to a field of flower.
I mean, aerodynamics alone dispute that fact.
No. That's engineering.
Oh.
A different field.
Oh, but I thought it was... Okay. Yeah,
as far as Endeavor goes...
Professor Billy.
Yes. Call me Probil.
Probil. Sorry, Probil.
Yeah, it's what I prefer. So...
Moving on from the turkeys.
Sorry, student mode. Anyway. So, moving on from the hand turkeys, you have a field of flowers, which is what we expect of kindergartners.
Oh.
A field of flowers blossoms into a sky Tyrannosaurus Rex.
I mean, I would say you call this a field.
What did I call it?
A field.
Of flowers. Blossoming flowers.
Yeah, they're kind of like, I mean, there's like eight on a board.
You are very critical of your child, are you not?
I'm critical of you. I mean, I wouldn't call five flowers a field, or eight, whatever number I said. But either way, there's not a lot.
Well, I mean, everybody has a field of their own dreams that they must follow.
Oh, I love that movie with Kevin Costner. Yeah, baseball. Hey, do you teach baseball?
I thought it was Dennis Quaid, but no. So.
Moving on. Sorry.
Moving on.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt you.
So,
Dr. whatever.
Professor Billy.
Professor Billy. Professor Billy.
Well, Mr. Tonye.
Yes. Lucio Tonye.
Lucio Tonye. Mm-hmm. I know your child is an exchange student here, and you've made it an awfully long way. So I wanted to show you your child's drawing.
Show me the drawing that a little baby made. I'm a Lucio Tonye. I made a long journey here. You understand, Professor Boob.
Billy, Prof. Billy.
Belly. Proper belly. Can I not be Italian?
You don't have to be Italian.
I thought you told me I had to be.
I told you your name was Natanye.
Natanye.
I don't remember.
Me either. I'm Natanye now.
Okay.
Show me more.
So there is more. Here is
how's your, he doing?
Terrence?
Yes.
Terrence is he's doing well.
Is he really, you know...
He's healthy.
I want to make sure that he's really grasping, you know, the fundamentals. Field. No, the fundamentals. Yes. I don't want him branching out too far, you know? Yes. I feel like sometimes you guys try to stretch him too thin.
Oh, we keep our children in boxes here.
I'm not a fan of boxes.
Oh, well.
This is not cubism.
They say that...
Are you a cubist?
External influence is the devil's work.
America has a very strong policy working with cubists. Okay, they don't import their cubism.
Why did I do this?
They don't. They do not allow cubists to supply smoking accoutrements.
They ban Cubans.
No, cubists.
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 Enthusiasts of Cubans.
No, cubists.
Cubists. Isn't there like a John Cubist or something?
Cubic. He's a comic book artist. He's a comic book artist.
Well, I will have you know that your son Terrence is doing no such thing. Oh. We keep him in a nice box.
I don't want a box. I want him to finger out. I want him to feel his phalanges.
That's it. They have to escape slightly. Too much influence is the key to a disaster. Student's downfall.
Yes.
And then before you know it, they're painting fields of fire. And before you know that, they're painting fields of kittens on fire. And then after that, before you know it's gone too far, they're painting,
butchering black sheep.
They're butchering kittens who are on fire, which is a quick art.
Quick art. takes a long time to butcher those kittens, but yes. It's a quick art.
Yeah, they have to stay on fire if you're trying to do it right, but... I am not one to preach of that respect, but as you know, we have kept young Terrence in a fine box, and this box has little eye slits and little finger slits so he can, you know, whatever, pick up brushes, you know, poke around. So
you've imprisoned my child, is what you're telling me.
No, it's a flimsy box. He can break out anytime he wishes, mind scolding.
Is that your name?
Probabi.
Probabi. Probabi. How is he doing grade-wise?
Grade-wise? Why, we don't really have much of a grading system here.
A letter system. Symbol system.
3 blades of grass and 20 shoes.
What's the highest grade in your class?
I'm not super certain of that. 13 red chili peppers and a golden star.
Is he going to pass?
I'm also not certain of that.
Okay.
There's.
I think I need to speak with.
There's 8 socks and 3 flambéed kittens. I believe that is the lowest grade in our class.
Listen, I have to run this by the school board. Probabi.
I am also the board.
You can't be the entire board. You can only be a grain.
I am Bobby.
Okay, Principal Walter.
Bobby Walter, but yes.
No.
Principal it's Bobby Walter.
A separate person. Okay. I can see him over there. He's talking to another group.
Yes. Headmaster Bobby
Walter. No, Pro Bobby. Listen, I don't know if you understand the world I'm coming from. I'm outside the box. Oh, get scared.
What are you doing?
I'm in a sphere.
What are you doing?
I'm in a sphere, Pro Bobby. You better watch out. You're surrounded. And there are no corners to hide, like inside your box.
It can't be. Pro Bobby.
Pro Bobby, you need to relinquish your abilities and delve into art itself. Okay.
Okay.
You done with the crazy-ass grading system? That's all I wanted. I don't care about you believe in whatever.
Your student is a B plus.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Oh, very nice. Very nice meeting you, Pro Bobby. Yeah.
Thank you. Nice to meet you as well, Walter Bobby.
I'm Walter Bobby.
Maybe. I've come out of my box. Everything's so bright and brilliant.
Well, I hope you continue to do great work here.
Thank you. No more blades of grass grading. Fuck that shit.
Whoa. Too much radicalization.
Straight up letters, man. Hey, hey, you. Why the hell are you painting a field of flowers? Soup cans. Haven't you seen the sale price on that?
Are you making fun of Andy Warhol? Because I might have to stop you.
I'm making fun of the reproductionist.
Okay. I guess that's okay. You mentioned Campbell's and struck a chord with me on a deep level.
Wow. That really is the home tasting flavor.
Chunky Campbell's. Man, you love Donovan McNabb.
Yeah.
Listen, you can't tell me.
Yeah. Hungry men love Campbell's.
Yeah. Campbell's Chunky Noodle Soup. I make this for Donovan and all his teammates. No, yeah. You don't.
No, you don't.
They eat at five-star restaurants because they're paid millions of dollars.
Yeah, they probably eat like 14 steaks because they're athletes.
Yeah. And they can afford it.
Yeah, and they can afford it. Why the hell are they eating soup?
Yeah, I'm eating soup. It's made with the rarest fish known
to
man.
Last time I ate soup, my manager slapped me.
This soup is full of Wagyu beef. The most expensive beef known to man.
Enjoy this soup. And it just like slides out and it's a big chunk of meat.
I'm eating caviar soup. This is truffle soup. You can buy it at home. Maybe.
Maybe.
Truffle flavors.
Did we have a second take on parent-teacher conferences?
Well, one was also the teacher and the kid, like their argument back and forth. Kind of like the, I guess one person would have to be the kid and the dad, but the dad or mom. You know, like the parent would have a very minute role. So you're one person is playing that side of like the teacher's trying to explain the situation.
Yeah.
The parent does not care and the kid is like,
trying to make it sound better. Yeah.
What do you want to do first?
So, Mom, this is a great this is my homework assignment. I had to make a book cover.
Yep.
And as you can say, this is James and the Giant Pea.
It's the peach, Tommy.
Yeah, that was great, Tommy. Yeah, so here he's you see he's got his dick in his hand.
No,
he's
Tommy. Tommy.
Yeah.
Did you read the book?
I read it.
What did I tell you about Potty Mouth?
It's in the book.
Mrs. Wessie.
Yes.
Well, so what I actually called you in here for today, I mean, Tommy is a great student.
Yeah.
He is good. Adventurous. James and the Giant Tommy, the adults are talking. So anyways, like I was saying, Mrs. Wessie. Tommy has a very adventurous mind. He is very gifted and very special.
He's a dirty fuck.
Well, I don't think we need to use that kind of language in front of Tommy. But that's your okay. Child.
I'm fine with James and the Giant Pea.
No, it's not a giant pea.
He's got his dick in his hand.
He does not.
He's got it
Tommy,
there.
Tommy,
look at
Tommy.
My... Okay.
Please. Mrs. Wessie.
Mm-hmm.
So what we are talking about here is a bit of literature that I passed out to the children. And they were expected to read this book.
Make a book cover.
2 weeks.
It.
No, yeah. No. So we actually had a book project where we were making a set, like a scene from the book.
Oh, like a play thing?
Kind of. So it was like a diorama, if you will.
Okay.
You know, kind of explaining how they interpreted it with the characters. And Tommy just put a bunch of penises on popsicle sticks.
Didn't I just tell you he was like a little pervy kid?
I know, but what I'm looking
Isn't
for...
Isn't that normal for their age?
Mrs. Wessie, what I'm looking for is a little bit of control in the home, maybe. Because, I mean, obviously, once he brings the once he brings the penises to school, there's little that I can do to shelter the eyes from viewing them. I mean, it's already come on the bus. It's already walked down the hall.
It's already come on the bus. Are you even hearing yourself now?
I am completely hearing myself. It's already come on the bus.
It's already come on the bus.
It's already come down the hall. Mrs. Wassey, I don't understand entirely what is so funny.
Don't you see it, Mr. Jeeves?
You've
already come on your bus.
You've already come on the bus,
Mr. Jeeves. You've already done it, Mr. Jeeves. You already come on the bus. No. I'm going to make another book report.
His project has already come on the bus. It's already come down the hall. Okay. And then it came in the classroom. And it came onto my desk. And I had to grade this in a way that
sounded... Didn't make you came?
No. What?
Didn't make you come?
No, I didn't come to the project. It came to me. He presented it. Tommy. What is so funny, Mrs. Wassey?
Well, I guess the fact that you don't get any of this, really.
I understand that the book report that was presented to me was completely just disrespectful in every way. And I couldn't understand what he could have come to any conclusion. And he just came forth and presented this.
Oh, Tommy, you're brilliant.
Do not praise him for this. I am not the parent. I am not your counselor.
Listen, I didn't come down here to hear you talk about how little my son comes to school or whatever. It doesn't matter.
He erected this project in front of my desk. He came to me and he said, come and look at this. Just come look at this. And I looked at it. I inspected it closely.
Are you even familiar with the way that you talk?
Yes. I have become very familiar with my sentence structure and my language that I choose. Mrs. Wassey.
Well, I feel that Tommy...
You ever felt the pleasure of coming to a book report...
And well, I don't think there's any double entendres there, Mr. Jeeves. I think that one is straight up you exposing yourself to Tommy.
Excuse me. I only wish to be exposed to literature.
Yeah. I mean, if you...
I come to work every day.
Yes, I realize that.
I work hard to make sure that my students are pleasured.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
Okay.
That was a little far. Sorry, everybody.
Oh, it's entirely Tommy's fault.
Yeah, fuck Tommy.
Yeah, fuck
well,
you, no, Tommy.
Well, don't
fuck. That little perv. Yeah. Get him off the show.
Why I just kept trying to think of things that I could use. Yeah. And it went a little too far. Sorry.
Fair enough. That happens. A good book report
does bring you pleasure.
Yeah, and when you have a terrible student and you're a teacher, you need to make them shine bright.
And you need to make sure they don't come to your school.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure that student stays far away.
And they don't present themselves in front of the class.
And come on your desk.
Yeah, that was kind of funny. Oh, where'd my bib go?
It's still there. It's your like Mickey Mouse ears now.
Oh, I feel fabulous.
Okay.
Okay. Are you uncomfortable, Kyle?
No, I just need a sip of something special. And after that,
come.
Please no.
Please no. Okay. You don't know it. Like you're just asking.
Please.
My eyes are closed.
Yeah, that was from the.
Oh yeah,
the catchphrases.
Yeah,
one. Please no.
Or please, it's my birthday. Please no. Just the inflections really sold that one.
Right.
I was very proud of you. I was like, oh man,
Kyle's learning something today. I hope he comes home.
No, I just listening back to it. Like at the moment, I think I remember thinking, I don't know if that translated. Mm-hmm. And then you listen to it, it's like, oh no, he nailed it. Like the underwhelming superpower.
I feel like after. I'm sorry to break into our story here, but I feel like after doing, we're on our fourth season.
Yeah.
We've become somewhat better actors.
Mm.
Like the ability to sell things a little bit more.
I don't know if I'm an actor as much as a persona.
Yeah.
Well, I am no longer.
I don't know if you
can. Trapped in the threshold.
Yeah. I am Tommy comes a lot.
That comes a lot.
Jesus Christ, Kyle. You're Jesus
Tommy
Christ.
Tommy Wassey.
Tommy Wassey. Who laughs at jokes. He's a third grader.
And I'm. What was my name that you gave me?
Jeeves.
Jeeves. Yeah.
Mr. Jeeves.
And I thought I was a woman the whole time. And then you were like, Mr.
Yeah.
Way to throw me a ball out of left.
Dear Lady Jeeves.
Lady Jeeves. Princess Jeeves.
Princess Jeeves.
No, your I think we've definitely been able to fall into roles easier, like you said.
Yeah.
I mean, once you establish that persona, like you make a decision and you commit to it.
Yeah, like I've definitely felt that feeling. Your bunny ears are like tweaking me out now.
Well, but, I mean, usually I end up doing something to fuck with you.
Yeah, it's true. But I do feel like I fall into personas easier now.
Yeah.
Like, I think we're growing as a podcast.
At the start, we were afraid to stare into each other's eyes.
Yeah.
And now I literally don't know when I'm not looking in your eyes.
Right.
While we're doing a bit. I've never, like, pandered off and like, oh, look at that.
Really? I feel like my eyes roll into the back of my head and I'm like trying to channel somebody and I'm like shaking a bunch of beads or maracas or something.
Oh, come up with an idea. I got it.
Please let me say something funny. Come on my desk. There we go.
No, usually I'm trying to do more wordplay. But
yeah.
I think what we have found is
a significant balance.
I was going to say a niche.
Oh, audience. A notch.
Like, mostly people niche. Who are related to us through blood. That feel obligated.
To listen because of pressure that we instill on them. So
we made a podcast. You should listen to it. You must love it. Please email us. And no one emails us. That's how little they all love us.
If you don't love us.
That's how little they all love
if
us.
If you don't love us, send us an email expressly claiming that.
Yeah, Uncle Ricky. I swear to God, if you don't send us an email soon.
We will read it out loud on season 5.
You told me you loved our podcast and you still haven't sent an email. Bullshit. I call bullshit, sir.
You know we're just going to make up a bunch of emails that we get on season 5, right?
Nope. I can still do that throat thing that you taught me.
Okay.
Listen, well, Uncle Ricky!
Are you going to be a parent and student? Are we gonna? Do we have time for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some time.
We can do that or we can pander on.
About student, parent, teacher conferences?
I mean, I have a couple stories.
I only remember one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We'll do it. We'll do story time.
Story time. I remember we were having like an Egyptian night.
Oh, yep.
It was like literally
every
year. I
remember my Egyptian night. I don't remember yours.
Yeah.
Yo. We had coconuts.
Yo, my Egyptian night was like a coming of age thing.
Coming of age.
On a desk.
No. There were desks.
No, I feel like that was like pretty much at least once a year at Fayette.
You can't come of age without a desk.
No, I mean like Egyptian night was like at least once
a
year.
Like, that's like what the fifth grade class did.
It was like basically its own holiday.
Yeah.
Well, mine was like third grade and second grade and fourth grade.
What?
Yeah, I had Egyptian night like all through
every year.
Yeah,
but you guys got
year.
Caterpillars and butterflies. I didn't get that.
Yeah, that was weird.
You got to watch them like malt their shell and turn into butterflies and
watch
eat them.
It just happened one time. It's like
I showed up one day and it was a butterfly.
It was like observed for 5 minutes and then the rest of the day was your normal class, and then you go home over the weekend and then you're like, oh, now they're butterflies.
I remember I missed it.
I
remember used to be able to go into Mr. Fournier's class, pay 10 cents and get to wear your hat all day.
Yeah,
that was cool.
That was cool. I don't know what he used the funds for.
Me either. Probably his coke addiction.
He had he had a pretty cool game where you like if you did your homework, he did like this weird like role playing game thing where there was like a map,
where it'd come over to you.
there was like a map and every person who did their homework got to roll a die. And like you would move this far and there'd be like setbacks and stuff. I don't know. It was like a through the course of the year, kind of like, I'm pretty sure he just kept elongating it to make it
well,
more spaces.
In like fourth grade, I remember we had a substitute teacher, and she came in, and she the first thing she did was draw like a thermometer on the board.
Oh yeah,
and
like, this is how she, angry I'm getting. No,
well, it's close, but yeah. She put like 5 notches, and she said, and she wrote patience, and then she filled it up to like notch number 2 before class even started, and she said, "This is my patience bottle." She's like, "I'm already at 2. If you hit 5, you all get red cards and no recess." And I was like, bitch can't just come in here and fill up the 2. Like, that's not my fault. Like, what'd you do? Get a flat tire? Like, what? Yeah. That's not my fault. Why are you putting it to 2 already?
Yeah, you putting this on me?
Yeah, started at 0. I haven't even seen you until just now.
It's so weird seeing you do
this
that.
This is with my like, patience bottle.
With like
this
paper towel bunny ears.
Listen, this is the real world.
This is a real world where real men wear real paper towel bunny ears. And our patience is oh, at man. 4.
They are very symmetrical, though. I just looked at them.
Yeah, super symmetrical. Almost believable.
Oh, man, I could be
if
they bunny.
If there was a little bit of pink at the bottom of each ear, you would be convincing. But you're not. So
I could be your maid. I could come to your house.
Jesus Christ. We got to stop this. So, yeah, I remember, like, Egyptian night. And,
listen,
like,
Uncle Ricky.
Listen, Uncle Ricky. I remember Egyptian night, and I did not have a toga or whatever Egyptian people wore.
But there were coconuts, right?
There were coconuts and dates and yeah. figs. And
yep.
I want to say a volcano. Did like you a make volcano. A pyramid? Oh, pyramid is probably what I was thinking of.
Yep. Volcano. We made a volcano.
We made a volcano on Egyptian night, and we said fuck the pharaohs, and we lit this puppy up, and that's basically what happened.
I remember
there was some sort of play.
I remember in seventh grade when we were doing Egypt in middle school.
You guys had a parent teacher conference in middle school?
No, it was Egypt. Like, we were just studying.
And you were
Egypt.
Like, I'm so prepared for this.
No, yeah, I was actually.
King Tutankhamun?
So,
you know he was only 14 when he died?
Well, we made pyramids, and we also did like, we mummified apples, basically. Like, we drilled up, we took out the core, organs. And then we like tried to put it in salt and stuff like that. We did 2, 1 in sugar, 1 in salt, and then we examined the difference or something.
And
baking
the
soda.
Difference was the one that worked in salt was better.
Oh, yeah, amazing. Salt is a preservative.
Great.
You could have just told you that, but
we
wanted you to learn.
You could have gone down to the butcher market.
But or looked at a pickle.
Or Googled it.
Yeah. But
is salt better or is sugar better? Salt? Really? Wow, I saved 7 hours on a lesson plan.
One of the best things was actually constructing our pyramids. Because we had to make our own. And so we're all working on our pyramids, and everybody had a pretty decent looking one. Some people made them out of different materials like cardboard or paper or Legos, like literally anything.
Stock. Yeah.
Yeah. So there was one kid who made his out of like drywall. Like, it was a very big pyramid. The only problem was when he showed up with it, it only had 3 sides. And everybody just looked at him. And as soon as he got there, he recognized
what
that everyone else had 4-sided pyramids and was like, fuck you, dad. Like, his dad was like, I'll make a pyramid, but we're going to use drywall. Yeah. This is going to be the best pyramid you ever had. 3 sides.
Oh, man. That's Whoops. A bitch.
Yep.
I wonder if like anybody's ever had the lesson plan of just shouting facts at kids all day and seeing what sticks.
Sounds like a good lesson plan.
Right?
Just
at
like,
least for science.
George Washington didn't have wooden teeth.
Or history. Yeah. Probably not math, because there's a lot of learning involved in
how
to do it.
Dude, math is literally nothing other than memorization.
I don't believe that.
You memorize the formulas. Nobody cares what 5 + 6 equals. It's that the formula of the addition. Like,
okay,
once you get into algebra, it makes a lot more sense that only you're focusing on
or
formulas.
Division.
Yeah. Like
it matters the process. Or the process matters.
The actual individual numbers don't matter, which is what I got hung up on.
Yeah.
I was like worried about what times this equals what number. No, you need to actually just focus on
the process.
The formula.
Yeah.
I'd prefer if you call it a formula.
Okay. Formulae.
With the formulae. exhibits. Like,
anytime you can name drop exhibit, you do, don't you?
Yeah. I love exhibit.
X to the Z I B R T.
Exhibit was awesome.
Exhibit was awesome.
It like, was awesome. That deep inhale. I wish he still was making music because I really miss Exhibit.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was. That like million yard stare you just gave me with those weird paper towel bunny ears.
Was... Yeah, Exhibit was awesome.
Just so you know, Exhibit would have wrecked the pyramids.
And he would have loved my bunny ears. He would have been like, damn you, Hugh Hefner. And I've been like, nah. And he'd be like, that's right, you ain't. And I've been like, Exhibit, you make me blush.
All right. Well, I think that concludes a very exciting emphasis on exciting.
And formulas.
And formulaic episode of Not Now Podcast.
Grab them baby bottles.
Grab them baby bottles.
We're going to learn math.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, thanks so much for listening to Not Now Podcast.
We'd also like to thank our sponsors, beginning with the K Sounds, Costco,
Kojak,
Kmart,
Coop Dog,
and Costco.
And if you like this podcast, you can listen to it on your favorite podcasting device or app. You can also leave us a rating review if you like the show. If you don't like the show, you can email us at notnowpodcast@gmail.com. Any mail is well invited.
Yeah, exactly. Even if you hate the show, if you hate everything about it, please just email us.
Feedback is necessary.
Exactly.
Oh.
Not necessary, but approved upon.
Yeah,
we want it.
Also, for season 4, we were definitely hoping to get some sort of emails. We're hoping to read them live during season 5, which I guess isn't really live for an email, but if you want to send us an email, we will read it on air season 5.
Yes, please send us an email. We'll read it. And if you don't get read, just know that you weren't good enough.
Yeah, tough titties.